how have they increased who trouble me? There are many who rise up against me. Many who say of me, there is no help for him in God. That word help is the word salvation, which happens to be the word Yeshua. Literally, it says there is no Yeshua for him in God. There's no help for him. Not even Jesus can save him. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord. Deliver me, O my God. For you have struck my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Deliverance, salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. Let's pray and invite the Holy Spirit to minister to us this evening. Father, thank you for this New Year's Eve. Lord, we thank you for bringing us through 2018. Lord, we thank you for the new year of promise that stands ahead. And Father, I pray that this evening you would come and you'd fill every heart in this room with a spirit of faith, with a spirit of holy anticipation, with a spirit of holy hope, Lord, for things that you have ahead in 2019. Father, thank you for just blessing us with your presence tonight. If your heart agrees with that, would you say amen and amen? Here is the word that the Lord has given to me for this evening. Expect the Lord to be your glory and the lifter of your head in 2019. Psalm 3 is a psalm of firsts. It is the first psalm written by David in the book of Psalms. It's the first psalm of lament or psalm of complaint. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. It's the first psalm with the word Selah, and it's the first of 13 psalms that are connected with a specific incident in King David's life. Psalm 3 was written on the occasion of Absalom's rebellion against King David. Pastor Nick spent several months this last year teaching about the life of David. God called David as a teenager to become the next king of Israel. But it was a long, arduous journey from the pasture to the palace for David. David spent several years of his life running from the first king of Israel, King Saul. He faced many hardships. He fought many battles. Finally, in the twilight of his life, David became king and all of Israel became united under his leadership. Everything was finally coming together for one beautiful moment. And then, wham, unexpectedly, David was thrown into the worst battle of his life. David's very handsome and very popular son, Absalom, attempted a coup against his own father. Some of David's most trusted friends, closest advisors, turned on David and joined forces with Absalom. And they succeeded in stirring up a rebellion against David. Finally, David had to run for his life from Jerusalem. He retreated across the Jordan River, and there he faced off with Absalom. It's believed that perhaps David wrote this psalm on the morning of the final battle with Absalom. This was David's greatest challenge by far, to be betrayed by his own son and his trusted inner circle. On a personal level, it was heartbreaking. David had extended every grace imaginable to Absalom, and Absalom had repaid David with treachery. David trusted his inner circle implicitly, and they repaid David with duplicity. On a public level, it was just humiliating. It was shameful. It was disgraceful, degrading. David was troubled by three groups. He was troubled by overt enemies. He was troubled by up-and-coming enemies. And he was troubled by his critics. He said, "My enemies are troubling me. More enemies are on the rise against me. And others yet are saying God has abandoned me." Beloved, as we turn the corner into this new year, I don't know what challenges are coming with you from 2018. I wish that it was just so easy that we could declare at midnight, "I'm just leaving this or that behind me." I wish it was just so easy to shake off our enemies and our critics with the stroke of midnight. I don't know what challenges are coming with you, and I don't know what new challenges we might face in 2019. I don't know what up-and-coming enemies we might encounter. Denise and I aren't really so much for the superhero genre of movies, but we did enjoy the Superman movies with Tobey Maguire a while ago. There's a scene in the third movie where Spider-Man meets Sandman for the very first time. And after his encounter with him, he shakes his head and he says, "Where do these guys keep coming from?" I don't know whether you ever feel like that. Where do these guys keep coming from? Where do these attacks keep coming from? No sooner does one critic move on from you than two more come to take his place. Here's what I know. At 12:01 tomorrow morning, you will still be you. Your enemies will still be your enemies, and your critics will still be your critics. The passing of time will not change that. But here's what I also know. At 12:01 tomorrow morning, God will still be God. And beloved, that is why we enter the new year full of holy expectation. We expect great things ahead, not because the changing of a calendar, but because we belong to an unchanging God. I believe that God wants tonight to be a turning point in our lives, not because of a date change, but because of a thought change and a heart change. Every psalm of lament or complaint has a turning point in it. The psalmist complains about everything that is wrong, and then his focus shifts to God. And when his focus shifts to God, everything changes. Psalm 3 is the first psalm of lament or psalm of complaint. David is troubled by overt enemies. He's troubled by up-and-coming enemies. He's troubled by critics. But then the turning point comes in verse 3 when David says, "But thou, O Lord." David says, "My enemies are doing this against me. My critics are saying that about me. But thou, O Lord." A good translation might actually be, "But in contrast to them, you, O Lord, are like this. My enemies are like that. But, O God, you are like this." Beloved, I believe that God wants tonight to be a turning point for us. And here's the key. As of tonight, we're going to stop dwelling on the character of our enemies and our critics, and we're going to dwell on the character of our great God and Savior instead. Listen to me. Here's what's going to make the change in the new year. Not the turning of the clock, not the flipping over of the calendar, not the writing of a new year. Here's what's going to make the change. We're going to stop dwelling on how dirty our enemies are, and we're going to start dwelling on how good and faithful our great God is. And that is why 2019 is going to be different. That's why 2019 is going to be more better. That's why it's going to be less stressed and more blessed. Looking at Psalm 3, I see five things to expect as we focus on the Lord in 2019. I'm going to go through them quick, I promise. Five things we can expect as we focus on the Lord in 2019. The first thing is this: expect the Lord to run to your aid in 2019, wherever your location and whatever your condition. Expect the Lord to run to your aid. David says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. God's holy hill was the Temple Mountain in Jerusalem. After David became king, you remember, he went and he got the Ark of the Covenant that had been in exile for generations, and he brought the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, and he set up a tent, and he set up worship 24/7 in the presence of the Lord. David lived for God's presence. He lived for going to the tent of David and worshiping in the presence of the Lord. But Absalom's rebellion forced David out of Jerusalem. David was exiled from God's holy hill. He was exiled from his place of prayer and worship. David was heartbroken. He was humiliated. But from Gilead, David cried out to the Lord. And here's the amazing thing. God still heard David outside of Jerusalem. Imagine that. I cried unto the Lord from outside of his holy hill, and he still heard me. Perhaps 2018 brought some unexpected changes for you and your family. Maybe some circumstances forced you out of a place that you loved. Maybe you left a home you loved, or a job you loved, or a relationship you loved. Maybe you even left a church you loved. Perhaps your challenge is not from other people, but maybe your challenge is inside of your own body. Maybe you're fighting an illness and you're worn out. Maybe you know what it's like to be disheartened, even depressed. As we come into 2019, wherever you're at and whatever condition you're in, cry out to the Lord and he will run to your rescue. God will not stay stationary. God will move toward you and toward your situation as you call on his name. Five things that we can expect from the Lord as we focus on him in 2019. Expect the Lord to run to your rescue. Number two, expect to the Lord to rise to your defense in 2019. David says, arise, O Lord, deliver me. My enemies are doing this. My critics, they're saying that. But in contrast, you, O Lord, are the shield for me. You're my glory and the lifter of my head. Do you know what you can expect in 2019? You can expect the Lord to make your enemies squint. It's believed that David wrote this psalm on the morning of his battle with Absalom. On the morning of the battle, the king would line up his army facing the rising sun. And all the men in the army would raise their metal shields up in the air, and the sun would shine off of their shields, and it would create a dazzling show of strength. It would intimidate the enemy. Psalm 84 makes reference to the same military tactic. It says, you might remember how it says, the Lord God is a sun and shield. A better translation of Psalm 84 is, the Lord God is a sun-blazing shield. He gives strength and glory. You see, the presence of the Lord with David was a show of strength that intimidated his enemies. And the Lord will do the same for us as we focus on him in 2019. His blazing presence with us will make our critics squint. Expect the Lord to shield you and remove your enemies from in front of you. In Numbers 10, verse 35, it says that whenever the children of Israel moved and the ark went out in front of them, Moses prayed a prayer. Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered. Let those who hate you flee before you. God answered that prayer of Moses again and again and again. And so in Psalm 3, David borrows Moses' prayer. Arise, O Lord. And God answered David's prayer before the sun set. The threat to David's kingdom was removed. Expect to sleep in peace and live in confidence in 2019. David said, in spite of everything that's happened, I go to bed and I have no trouble sleeping because the Lord watches over me. Beloved, I really believe that the Lord wants to touch somebody tonight and take away the insomnia that you've been fighting against, the insomnia that has been robbing sleep from you, that has been harassing you and keeping you from being able to rest and to be healthy. I believe that tonight the Lord is going to take that away from you. Psalm 121 says that the one who watches over us never dozes off. He never falls into a deep sleep. He never sleeps. So that means we can sleep in peace. And then on the morning of the battle, David said, no matter what I see in front of me today, I will not be afraid. No matter what this day brings me, no matter what the enemy throws at me, I refuse to live in fear this day. Now listen, that doesn't mean that we will never feel afraid, but it means that each new day in 2019, we simply refuse to be afraid. Do you know that it says 365 times in the Bible, it says, do not be afraid. That is one for every day of the year. So listen, when you go to sleep tonight, at whatever time that is, Denise and I seldom make it till the ball drops on New Year's Eve. We get home and usually the noise from the television wakes us up and then we go to bed at 12:02 is usually what we do. Whenever you go to sleep tonight, you're going to rest in heavenly peace because the one who never sleeps is watching over you. And listen, when you wake up tomorrow morning, there are 365 do not be afraids, all right? I want you to use one every day of 2019. Tomorrow morning, when you wake up, I want you to look in the mirror and I want you to say, do not be afraid. I will not live my life in fear because I am being held by the one who is a blazing, glorious shield and the lifter of my head. What can we expect in 2019? Five things as we focus on the Lord. Expect the Lord to run to your rescue. Expect the Lord to rise to your defense. Number three, expect the Lord, I like this one, this is my favorite one. Expect the Lord to reverse your shame in 2019. David said, my enemies are doing this, my critics are saying that, but in comparison, you, O Lord, are a glorious, blazing shield around me. You're my glory, and you're the lifter of my head. In every generation, in every culture, people know what it means to hang your head in shame. David was royally disgraced, by the betrayal of his own son and his own friends. In utter humiliation, David fled Jerusalem to the tears of his supporters and the jeers of his haters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Listen, think about this. If this really truly was written on the morning of the battle that he had with Absalom, before David knew the outcome of the battle, David was confident that God would vindicate him and would reverse his shame. Some of you might know about the woman named Corrie ten Boom, Dutch woman during World War II. Her family hid Jews from the Nazis. When they were discovered, Corrie and her sister Betsy were sent to a Nazi concentration camp where Betsy died. Corrie survived and she became a beloved Christian author and speaker. And she wrote this. She wrote, "In the depths of despair, I discovered that God is deeper still." Beloved, as we begin 2019, I don't know what battles you're bringing with you from 2018. I don't know what battles we might face in the new year, but tonight, before it ever begins, let's encourage ourselves in the Lord like David did. Lord, my enemies are tough customers, but you, Lord, you're a blazing shield around me and the lifter of my head. I don't know the storyline. I don't know how it's all going to play out, but I do know how 2019 is going to finish for me. God is going to vindicate me, and God is going to reverse my shame. David wrote in Psalm 34, "Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame." Listen, I believe that the Holy Spirit is here tonight to touch someone in a special way and to just remove embarrassment from you, to just remove humiliation from you. If you have a situation that just left you feeling and looking so bad and embarrassed, I believe that the Lord is going to lift that off of you tonight before this service is finished. Five things we can expect as we focus on the Lord in 2019. Expect the Lord to run to your rescue. Expect the Lord to rise to your defense. Expect the Lord to reverse your shame. Number four, this is my second favorite one. Expect the Lord to remove the bite from your critics in 2019. David said, "Arise, O Lord, deliver me, strike all my enemies in the jaw, break the teeth of the wicked." David is referring to a military tactic of his time. When an enemy was conquered, the victors would break the jaws of the defeated soldiers as a means of humiliating them and immobilizing them. They did it to just take all the wind out of their sails. They wouldn't be back too soon to bother you with broken jaws. When the Lord vindicated David, all of his critics were silenced. Many were saying God had abandoned David. They were justifying their rebellion against the leader by saying God isn't with him anymore. He's not anointed anymore. He's not being used by God anymore. But God validated David, and when he validated David, he invalidated all of David's critics. And beloved, God is going to do the same for us as we focus on him in 2019. God is going to validate us, and he's going to prove our critics wrong. God is going to take the bite out of the criticism that has been leveled against you, and he's going to embarrass your critics. Five things we can expect as we focus on the Lord in 2019. Expect the Lord to run to your rescue. Expect the Lord to rise to your defense, to reverse your shame, to remove the bite from your critics. And finally this, Pastor Nick, you can come help me. Expect the Lord to restore what the enemy has stolen in 2019. David prayed salvation, deliverance comes from the Lord. May your blessing rest upon your people. on the morning of the battle, David reached a turning point in his heart and in his mind. Many enemies are troubling. More are rising up against me. Others are saying God has abandoned me. But in contrast, you, O Lord, are a blazing shield about me and the lifter of my head. When David stopped focusing on the character of his enemies and started focusing on the character of God, everything changed, and everything that had been taken away from David was restored back to him. Beloved, listen to me. I feel it so strongly in my spirit. Tonight is our turning point. Not because the clock strikes midnight and the calendar changes. Tonight is our turning point because as we enter into 2019, we're going to enter into it focusing on Him. Five things we can expect. God's going to come to our rescue. He's going to rise up to our defense. He's going to reverse our shame, remove the bite from our critics, and God is going to restore everything the enemy's taken from us. Harvest Time Church, receive the word of the Lord. Would you give Him a great big praise tonight? And would you stand on your feet with me? In just one moment, for our final act of worship, we're going to share communion together on this New Year's Eve. We're going to close out 2018 and we're going to welcome 2019 at the Lord's table. And then after we've dismissed our service, you can go on to fellowship downstairs. And if you like prayer, our prayer teams are coming and they're going to be right here to minister to you and just pray a blessing over your new year. But just before we do that, I want us to sing that song one more time. For Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You're my glory. You're the lifter of my head. Did you feel how beautifully the presence of the Spirit, He was already here, but He just winged in while we were singing that song. Beloved, listen to me. I want you to resolve in your heart as we sing that song that tonight is your turning point. Oh, not because a clock strikes 12, but it's your turning point because in this new year, we're going to focus on Him. We're not going to focus anymore on those who have hurt us or the challenges in front of us. We're going to focus on Him. And as we do, He's going to lift us up. Come on, I want you to lift your face to heaven. Lift your hands to the Lord. Let's sing it, and then we're going to share communion together. Sing that again in just one moment, but this is what I feel from the Holy Spirit. I literally feel like burdens are rolling off of people this evening. I feel like depression. I feel like grief is rolling off of people this evening. I feel like cares, worries, anxiety, insomnia in the name of Jesus is rolling off of you this evening. Fear is rolling off of you this evening. I just believe that as a spirit of faith rises in your heart, as we just declare who He is, God is just taking away that fear and He's just replacing it with faith. Shame is rolling off. Embarrassment is rolling off of people. Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Listen, 2018, December 31st, 2018, it isn't the end of your story. How things are today is not how it ends. God is the glory and He's the lifter of your head. So listen, I want you to lift your face to the Lord. Lift your hands to heaven. We're going to sing it again. And I want you to just let those burdens roll off of you. We're turning a corner tonight, not because of a calendar change, but because of a heart change, because of a change of focus, because of a thought change. Come on, I want you to lift up your voice. I want you to sing it with all your might. Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. Come on. Would you give the Lord a good praise in this place tonight? Hallelujah. Now come on, let's borrow Moses' prayer that was borrowed by David and say, arise, O Lord. Would you say that with me? Arise, O Lord. Come on, say it again. Arise, O Lord. One more time. Arise, O Lord. Give Him a good praise in this place tonight. Hallelujah.